Hello, welcome back. This is part two of the transfer review, if you like, of Premier League clubs. We left off last time with the club we all three of us call the Scum. We all know who that is. I'm not even going to say the name. Hi, I'm Howard, and as always, I'm joined by David Klein
Hello.
and Dave Rothney.
Hello.
Hello. Should say that I'm a Leeds fan. David is a Liverpool fan, and Dave is a Man City fan. So we've done our transfers. It's now time to do the rest of the league, and let's all laugh at Newcastle. Although their business. Here we go. Alexander Isak, which was 60 million. Sven Botman, 31.8 million. Nick Pope, 11 million, and Matt Target from Aston Villa, which apparently was nothing. But then we have a look at the list of go outgoings. Frederico Fernandez, Martin Dubravka, Matty Longstaff, Kel Watts, Dwight Gayle, Jeff Hendrick, Kieran Clark, Freddie Woodman, Isaac Hayden. That's quite the clear out.
Most of them are loans, though, aren't
Not all of them.
they? I
Not
think a
all of them.
fair number. There's a fair number of frees.
Do you know what? Do you know what? I think they're nearly all loans.
And well, you forgot to add to the list because I was particularly interested in it. Eddie Howe has taken a punt on Lloris Karius on a free from Liverpool. So
Really?
Has he? I
yeah,
didn't see
yeah,
that.
yeah.
Well, that must have been very recent.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Presumably, amazingly enough, Karius is out of contract. That's hard to believe, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, is
He
he?
hasn't kicked a ball at Liverpool since that disastrous Champions League
Since
final.
before he played for them.
Oh, that's what I mean, but he was on loan at various places, is my point. Yeah.
So yeah, well, he's probably still concussed, the poor lad. And so I mean, what do we think of that transfer business? There's been a lot of fucking whinging and moaning. I'm not sure if it's real about this Newcastle tax, and all of a sudden players become, you see Eddie Howe there, who looks, let's face it, like a fucking sixth form prefect. I mean, I don't care how old he is, he'll always look like a sixth form prefect.
Well, by all accounts, they've started okay, haven't they? By their standards, anyway.
Cracking start to the season, no win in five.
That's better than previous seasons.
Well, that's a very low bar.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They need a low bar.
They do. They do. Well, no, they need a much higher bar, actually.
Or a lower bar when they're defending and a higher bar when they're attacking.
Yes, and no bar when they're in Saudi, because of course not allowed. Yeah, I mean, he's there going, oh yeah, it seems that sometimes when we inquire after a player, all of a sudden they become a little bit more, they become more expensive. Fuck off. So what? Who cares? You'd do exactly the same if it was in reverse.
Yeah, exactly. And at City, it's obvious. If you know that somebody just rocked up with a load of dosh, billions of petrodollars, I mean, that's what happened. That's the first few windows. That's the reality of it, isn't it? You pay, you know.
Exactly. That's what happened to City. That's what happened to Chelsea. So it's now their turn. But what do we think to that business? I mean, Sven Botman looks like a bit of a player, if you ask me.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Go on, Dave.
Think Isaac does as well. He looks pretty handy.
Yes.
What I've seen of him.
Yeah, a great finisher.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he smashed one in against us. So.
Well, I was going to say the one that didn't
And
count
the one that
against you
didn't
lot was
count,
even
yeah,
better.
because of the ridiculous offside rules.
But also, I think, I mean, there's no price there. I think they did pay a fee, but there's no price there for Matt Target from Villa, who I don't know what he said to Steven Gerrard, but it must have been something about slips and like, not winning the league or something, because he just got fucking booted out almost immediately, and he's having a great time up in Newcastle. So it's a strange one. Yeah, I mean, I thought they did pretty good business. Like I said, Sven Botman looks the absolute bit. What do we all think to Nick Pope, right? I'm going to put it out there. Good keeper for 20 years ago. He's like Turbo Joe Hart, but he's still a reactive keeper. You're not going to pass him the ball to feet if you unless you have to.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah,
good point. It's a good. Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, you know, to be fair to him, he is a good shot stopper, like you say. I guess that's what you mean by Joe Hart. But yeah, no, he's not the modern.
He's not the sweeper keeper. Yeah.
As we all know, being a good shot stopper is now not number one on the goalkeeper's roster, because the thing is, if you are an Alisson or an Edison or something like that, you are you're essentially the first line of attack as well as defence. Yeah. So you set a lot of, well, you set the game in motion, you set moves in motion all the time, or you keep moves going. So, I mean, yeah, we see a higher percentage of keepers caught in possession and then, you know, scoring pass, and that probably happens about two or three times a season. And every time you get some pundit who didn't play football before this was a thing going, why do they do this? Why do they do it? It's just launch it into Rosette. And it's like, well, this has been going on for a while now, in case you hadn't noticed. You know, teams are playing out from the back, and it starts with the keeper, and your keeper needs to be, you know, good with his feet.
So who's your number one then? Is it still Pickford or?
What, for England or in the Premier League?
Well, England.
Right, okay. So we've jumped to England. And funnily enough,
that was only because you mentioned Pope, so.
Ah, very good point. But, you know, we could have gone on to talk about Rome and the disgraceful Catholic Church. But anyway, you rightly.
I don't
rightly
mind. We could do. Do they play out from the back, don't they?
don't worry, I'm just dying. Well, they fiddle around at the back quite a lot, yep. funnily enough, they fiddle around with it at the back and get caught. And that's what they're doing in the Vatican, hiding. By a mile. The way he's playing at the moment, the way he's played for Everton, has been outstanding. Also, here's an Opta stat for you. In 45 caps, Pickford has not made an error that has led to conceding a goal.
Mm.
Not once. So all this fucking imagined, but he can cost you. Oh, you need to be, all this moaning. Just, you know what it's like. Whenever we get somebody set in a position, right, it goes for a certain amount of time, and then the media, pundits, whatever, gets bored and start going, but should they be first choice? Is Harry Kane really that good? I mean, we picked and picked and picked at Shearer when he was up top for us. And they always said, no one will appreciate him till he's not there anymore, because he was at the top of a shit team.
Yeah.
And the minute he wasn't there, everyone was going like, oh, remember Shearer? Yeah, I remember you slagging him off every fucking time we played. Yeah.
Mm.
So, for me, Pickford all day. Anyone else?
Is it Henderson, the Forest keeper who moved from Man United?
Yeah.
I quite like the look of him. He's got, I'm not going to disagree. I think, there is no point. That is one position in the England team that doesn't need, well, not one position, but one of the positions that doesn't really need tinkering with, really.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on, because, I mean, to be fair, I'm not surprised we started talking about England, because, Newcastle players, England, fucking irrelevant, isn't it, really?
That was my fault.
No, not at all. I'm saying it's irrelevant. Pope's in the England squad. I think Trippier is in it. But in other words, two players Newcastle just bought before then. Who was the last player from Newcastle in the England team? It's probably fucking Shearer.
John Joe Shelvey.
Rob Lee.
Shelvey played, didn't he?
Yes. Yeah, by the
he
way.
He was in the squad.
By the way, I saw a clip of England the other night. This has gone off on a massive tangent. Apologies, listener, but we will get back to transfers. I saw a clip of England the other day on YouTube. I was just around and about on YouTube, and it showed the highlights of what's his name? Because I want to say Ted Nugent, but Nugent. What was his first name?
We're middle-aged men. This is going to take hours now.
I've said Ted, so none of us can think of the other one now.
No, I'm going to get it.
I know. No, you're not going to get it. You're fucking searching for it, you lying bastard.
David Nugent.
David Nugent. There you go. It was clips of David Nugent's finest moments for England. And I was just looking at it going, fuck me. You know, not that long ago, we had an England manager who went, you know what? I want to have a look at David Nugent up front in an England shirt. He was Preston in the Championship.
He was, yeah.
Even the commentators going, oh, and he, you know, he's got 16 goals for Preston this year in the Championship and nearly won for England. And it's like, God, Jesus. That, I mean, people forget, you know, and then it's like, oh, you know, oh, we haven't won anything. Oh, you know, Southgate's got us to a semi and a final, but it's not good enough. You know, you just think, fucking hell. Look where we were.
Well, one England cap, one goal. David Nugent's record.
Well, there you go. And he nicked that off the toe, Jermaine Defoe, by the way. Anywho, right, let's get back to transfers. Now this is a big one. You're right there, Dave. You look like you're sort of filling out a prescription or something. You've got notes. Apologies, which, listeners, but Dave's just got his head down looking at his keyboard, ignoring the two of us. So I
fell asleep, sorry.
All right, okay. Right, now look, this is gonna be quite a big one because this is Nottingham Forest. So bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
In.
Oh, good Lord, yeah.
In Loic Baddy, Josh Bowler, Willy Bolly, Renan Lodi, Hwang Hujo, Morgan Gibbs White, Remo Frula, Emmanuel Dennis, Czech Kiotte, Aurel Mananglaglagla, Jesse Lingard, cunt, Harry Toffolo, and Lewis O'Brien, both from Huddersfield. Brandon Aguilera, Wayne Hennessy, Nico Williams, Omar Richards, Moussa Ninkati, Gillian Benoke, Dean Henderson, and Tewu Awoni. Out, everybody else. And what it doesn't mention there is also because Forest couldn't be stopped, even when the transfer window closed, they managed to sign Serge Aurier because he was a free agent. 22 players out of 25. The only three that they've retained are their defenders from the Championship. We've never seen this. We've never seen the like of this. This is turbo Fulham. What do we think is going to happen, guys?
Well, it'll either the wheels will come off completely and they'll get relegated and the manager will get sacked, or it will set a precedent and you'll see other clubs coming up doing the same thing. I think the jury's out until we know later in the season. I mean, it's unprecedented, as you say. It's just ridiculous. It's like, imagine how you'd feel if you were part of the squad that actually got them promoted, and then suddenly you find that probably you're not a starter anymore.
Well, so, no, you're not in the club anymore.
Not really. In the club anymore.
Yeah, or you're certainly not in the match day squad.
I mean, somebody like Jesse Lingard from United, I think that's a good signing. That's a good signing for anyone. He's still a decent player.
Yeah, I think they've.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, but his stats so far this season say no. No assists, no shots, no goals.
Well, he didn't cost anything, so.
No, he cost them $1 million, mate.
$1 million?
He's earning over $1 million in wages. They're paying him an absolute fortune. And they've signed him.
For a fee? I thought it was a free.
No, they've signed him for one season.
One season.
One season on a massive wage. And it's just... Yeah, it's like, that's odd.
Mm.
That's just fucking odd.
Well, that just shows you how desperate they are to stay up, isn't it? That they're sort of throwing everything at staying up. And like you say, Turbo Fulham's a good way of putting it, because I suppose that's what you do. Because if they'd have kept the squad they had, then maybe they would, you know, they'd probably think, well, it's not good enough for the Premier League. We're going to go straight down. Or, you know, you have to be a Bielsa. You have to be an extraordinary manager to keep up that team. And I don't know, Steve Cooper seems like a very good manager, but I don't know. But equally, that seems like insanity, doesn't it? Just changing the entire starting 11.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Right, okay, so... Let's. I'm not going to read out who's gone because it's just fucking ridiculous. Right. Southampton. I got to admit, before I even read this out, I mean, I'm looking at the names here. I'm just looking at all the names and I'm just thinking, do you know what? All of their signings, I don't remember any other team being in for them. You know what I mean? I don't remember, like, you know, a fight over this player or whatever. It was just like, this player's turned up at Southampton. This player's turned up at Southampton. And it takes me back to the, like, oh, I bet there was a huge queue to buy him. No, just us. It's just like, yeah. And what I'm getting to is, like, I would say Turbo Fulham. Well, they've got Diet Klopp as a manager. You know, it's like sugar-free Klopp. Klopp Zero in charge, right? And like a load of nameless players, apart from James Ward-Prowse, who sounds like he should be a cricketer or a rugby player. He shouldn't be playing football. And he even proves that by doing his golf celebration. And I don't know. They're just like, you know, well, they win one week, they lose the next. Oh, they have a go. And like they do really well. Then they have a terrible run. And, you know, they just seem a bit of a real nothing club these days. Am I exaggerating? Is that just my opinion?
As ever, extremely articulate and funny. Can I shock you? I like Southampton.
You like Southampton?
Yeah, for that sort of reason, really.
I feel sorry for them.
They stay up. They hang around. They find a way. They sort of find a way, as they say, to sort of stay in the league. And they are capable of, on their day, turning over sort of any team. And it's that good old-fashioned inconsistency that every other club used to have before. Well, except Liverpool in the 80s and Man United in the 90s, and perhaps City and Liverpool now.
That's a good shout.
Win every week. You know, that's how most clubs, you know, some you win, some you lose. You know, it's all that. And I quite like them. I think they play good football. I think they're well-run. And these signings that they've made, I think it's... I think it's data driven. It's probably why. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, let's get into that. But I mean, you know, turning it round, Ralph Rabbit House, which is the literal English translation, it does seem like a fairly likable guy. And I have to say, when they beat Liverpool, I was quite moved. Obviously, not as moved as Ralph, who took a moment of quiet contemplation on the touchline after the game and cried. He was in tears at the side of the pitch, and that was his, like, you know, because Klopp is such a, you know, Germanic icon that it was a massive deal, and he shed a tear. And I'm a big fan of men shedding tears in public, I thought it was, you know, a genuinely moving moment. Also, you've got to say something. This is a manager who's presided over 2-0 defeats at home. And
lived to tell the tale.
He's still in the job, well and truly, yeah.
Point of order, he's Austrian.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that just like German anyway, though?
I suppose that was kind of Hitler's thing, wasn't it? But
I do apologise, although... The Austrian top league and the German top league are both called the Bundesliga. So, you know.
Yeah, it's not. No, I mean.
That's all right. It's
the point of order in terms of the Klopp.
It's a very good point. Yeah, no, it's a very good point. And I was unaware. I did think he was German.
I wondered how long it would be before we mentioned Hitler in one of our podcasts. So.
Yes.
too soon?
Yeah.
Unexpected use of
Hitler. Brought him in as director of football. Didn't work out. Absolute tyrant. I wanted everything his own way. Anyway. Yeah. But all the black players gone. Ginger players gone. Anyone without blue eyes gone. It was just, yeah. Yeah. Ridiculous. Anyway.
Got his badges, though.
I tell you what, though. He did put, first thing he did, first day he came in, put his medals on the table. anyway,
yeah.
Here's Southampton's business. Yeah. Ainsley Maitland-Niles, loan. Dej Katlakar, Samuel Ejosi from City. Sekou Mara, Joe Aribo, Romeo Lavia from City again. Armel Belakotchap, Matus Lys, and Gavin Bazunu. So three signings from City there. That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, that's my point, I suppose, although I didn't know that, so it's become my point, is that, you know, I think they're quite smart about the way they do their business, you know, and I think it's probably data driven, and you know, they've clearly taken four players from an academy. It's not a bad model if you haven't, you know, if you can't compete on these ridiculously priced transfer, or rather with the market prices that people are paying these days, then maybe that's a sustainable way forward.
Yeah. Now, well, funnily enough, we've now got our first, this is our first instance, lads. This is our first instance of a player appearing on the incomings, Matthias Liss, and then also appearing on the outgoings, Matthias Liss. Well, I would presume that in June they signed him undisclosed, and then in September he's gone on loan. So maybe he's a young lad. Maybe he's a little young lad. Mm. A great signing by. I mean, this is surprising though. The players they've let go. There's some names in there. Here's three for a start: Jan Bednarek, Fraser Forster, and Shane Long. So, you know, it seems like a bit of a changing of the guard, if one will.
Mm. Bednarek, why do I know him? He was at Villa, wasn't he? No, he's at Villa.
No, he's gone to Villa. I think, wasn't he at Palace? He at Palace for a while.
I don't know.
This is where you hear frantic Googling in the background.
You don't hear it, it's silent Googling.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he was at Palace.
I don't think he was. I think he was just Southampton, but I suppose it's Poland, why I know him.
I might be getting my Bednarek mixed up, actually.
Maybe we all are. Maybe we're all getting our Bednarek mixed up. I mean, it's one of those things, isn't it? Never mix up your Bednarek, because then you end up with flailing around in a podcast. So
I've got my bedding in a wreck. Well, anyway,
I think move on.
Let's move on, definitely. Let's move on to one of the most, I was going to say one of the most active clubs in the transfer window, but it doesn't look so bad written down. This is Tottenham Hotspur. We've got Will Lancashire from Sheffield United, bizarre. Christian Romero, Jed Spence. I really didn't realise they bought him. Clement Lenget, Eve Bissouma, Fraser Forster, Ivan Perisic, Richarlison. Outgoing, some names in here. Harry Winks, he's on loan at Sampdoria. Finally found a club that would take Harry Winks. They've been trying to get rid of Harry Winks since January. We were being offered Harry Winks in the January transfer window. So I'm really not sure what was going on there.
Why did Harry Winks go? Because he was supposed to be like a rising star, wasn't he, at Spurs?
But this is what I'm getting at. They were trying to get rid of him. Well, Conte was trying to get rid of him in January. Either something has happened there, like between Winks and Conte, or Conte's just instantly gone. He's neat and tidy, and he can pass the ball, but that's it. Yeah. And I mean, the thing is, Harry Winks, I'll always remember. Remember when we played Spain? And they hadn't lost at home for about like 100 games or something.
Mm-hmm.
Battered them.
Yeah.
It was 3-2, but I mean, we proper battered them. We were 3-0 up and we should have been more.
Yeah.
And Winks played in that game and he was outstanding and he can do a job. So I'm not quite sure what's happened.
Yeah. But no, I think he's probably lost his way. I mean, they've had a bit of a churn of managers, but I think they've had one of the best windows, Tottenham, for them, particularly because Levy never puts his hand in his pocket. Well, that's what the Spurs fans say. I'm sure he does compared to other clubs. But I think Richarlison is just a brilliant signing. I mean,
I think he's a great signing, and especially what seems to be going on with Song now, where he's off form. But let me just go through this list of players they've let go, because it is actually, there's players there where you'd go, well, I'd have him. You've got Harry Winks has gone. Sergio Reguilón has gone. Tanguy Ndombele is gone. Giovanni Lo Celso is gone. I mean, all of those.
Yeah,
Joe Roden's gone. Dane Scarlett, probably a youth player. Troy Parrott. I mean, Dane Scarlett and Troy Parrott. I mean, I'm saying it now. They're both English players. I mean, it's just without a doubt. Dane Scarlett and Troy Parrott.
I'd sign him just for his name alone.
Dane Scarlett and Troy Parrott.
Why did you sign me? I love the name. It's great.
Yeah. Do you think that Tottenham are outsiders for potential dark horses for the Premier League this season?
Cameron Carter-Vickers and Stephen Bergwijn.
Right. Yeah, yes, I'd agree, Dave.
With the business they've done and the manager they've got.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Richarlison just gives that extra, to your point about Son, Howard, you know, I mean, that was a thing they never had in the past. That if Son and Kane are unstoppable when they're on form, if one of them's injured, or mainly if Son's injured, then it doesn't quite work. But now they've got Richarlison in there, they've got that depth. I don't know.
I think if City have a bit of a rough patch, and of course Liverpool aren't featured at the moment, Spurs are next in line, definitely.
I would fancy Spurs a lot more if A, they weren't in the Champions League, and B, if City hadn't bought Haaland. I can't see any further than City, to be honest. I think Liverpool are in a slightly transitional stage.
Yeah.
You know, they're waiting for Bellingham. Alexander-Arnold has decided to finally admit what everybody knows, which is he doesn't like defending. So he's decided to not do any. And, you know, it's just a weird one. But guys, we're going to have to press on because we've now got West Ham.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Lucas Paqueta, Emerson Palmieri, Thilo Kehrer, Maxwell Cornet, Gianluca Scamacca, Flynn Downs, Alfonso Aurelio, and Nafis Agard. Now, I've got to say, big shout there to Gianluca Scamacca, an Italian mob hitman in the making. I mean, come on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If your name comes across his desk, you're waking up with a horse in your bed, never mind a horse's head. You're getting kicked to death by a horse in your bed. That's how the mafia do it.
What's his name again?
Gianluca Scamacca.
Gianluca Scamacca.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Gianluca, you got any smacker on you?
Nobody's dropping him.
No.
Did you hear about Gianluca Scamacca? The Scamacca. He's running for the Scamacca family.
But can he do it on a wet Wednesday night again?
Yeah. Dearie me. Yeah. He's had his whole business model's collapsed since the Eastern Europeans came in and charged 500 quid to ride around on the back of a moped and take somebody out.
It's just West Ham, isn't it? Sort of poor man's Spurs, Chelsea.
I disagree. I think Moyes is doing a great job. I saw, like, in the first week or two, in the same way that there were journalists writing off Liverpool.
Yeah.
I was at the second game of the season, and there was some journalist said that, oh, Moyes, there's a sound of the fans sounded frustrated. This already sounds like a season in transition.
All right.
Which I think two games in, you can't really make that judgment, can you? He's good manager, Moyes. I'm pleased that he's got, you know, back to where he should be, really, because he was a nightmare stepping into Ferguson's shoes, and then he had a less good time. But he's a very good manager, and they did well last season, West Ham. He knows what he's got, a plan, hasn't he? But yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know enough about any of those players.
Yeah, I used to have a soft spot for West Ham. I used to like to see them do well. I think it's because they're, in terms of London clubs, they're a bit of a poor relation, aren't they? You know, so not as fashionable as Chelsea or Spurs, but
they're not doing very well. You know, whisper it quietly. They're not doing very well. I mean, they're in the bottom three, and
true.
You know,
yeah. I've said today that I always sort of take this with a pinch of salt. Like the second game of the season, just as people were saying that Liverpool are done. There was somebody saying that West Ham is already looking like a season in transition. I mean, I don't know. I suppose I think Moyes is a good manager, and that doesn't necessarily be the case. But what do you think? Do you know any of those signings, Howard?
Well, Maxwell Cornet was from Burnley, and I mean, I thought we might be in for him at one point. I don't know much about Gianluca Scamacca, but he does look tidy. Alfonso Aurelio came in from Paris Saint-Germain. I mean, you know, he could be a perfectly good player. You could be a great player and not get in that squad. Emerson Palmieri came in from Chelsea. But the big one is 51 million on Lucas Paqueta from Lyon. And obviously he plays in France. So I can't help you there because, you know, and the class, this is a classic, the classic Moyes signing as well. Flynn Downs from 9 million from Swansea City. You watch him turn out to be the best out of all of those signings.
And
all of the others will have been like, you know, data driven, chairman driven, director of football driven. And he's like, let me just have one. And he'll turn out to be the, you know, the diamond in the rough.
Yeah. Agreed.
But anyway, it's only West Ham. Fuck them. right. Okay. So I do believe we're down to our final club. And our final club, again, another club I'm struggling to care about, because it's just, it's Wolves, isn't it? It's like, oh, it's another club from the Black Country.
Yeah, whatever. Three of them, aren't there?
Yeah, it's just like, oh, another fucking yo-yo club from the Black Country. You know, oh, it's fucking West Brom. Just exchange positions with West Brom, you know? Although that, to be fair, they have been, they're not, they've been up a while now. So here's who they bought.
Been Rubica, a great feeder club, haven't they? If you think about them, some of the players they brought through, especially Portuguese players.
I think the front six of their last team they played, the last time they played, their front six were all Portuguese. And of course they cheated their way out of the championship, and that particular loophole had to be closed after they got promoted.
Mm. How did they do that?
Because they're owned by they're owned by, or at least they were at the time, they were owned by, oh yeah, it might have changed owners since actually, but they were owned by Italians, I think, at the time. And they basically brought in about 20 players on loan from Serie A, who couldn't get into teams there, and just basically went up that way. So I'm doing a very bad job of describing it, and if there's any of your Wolves fans on, so let's get through Wolves. There's not a lot to go through here. Boubacar Traore, Sasa Kalajic, who fucked his ACL 45 minutes into his debut, Mateus Nunes, Goncalo Guedes, and Nathan Collins.
Yeah, I mean, meh. But the big one is Diego Costa, isn't it?
Who's
arrived age 33 this week.
Thank you for mentioning that when I deliberately left it out. Yeah.
No. I mean, I don't have the knowledge to opine on the others, but big name Costa. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
He hasn't played football for 7 months or something. So we'll see how he settles in. It could be one of those damp squibs, or it could be quite an amusing cameo. He's 33. I don't know.
Guys, can I just mention, right? On the list of outgoings, they have a player called Ki Jana, whoever.
Is that his surname?
Literally spelt H-O-E-V-E-R, however.
Whoever. I wonder what shirt number is.
They've let a few players go, though, to be fair. Liam Dendonca, Willy Bolly, Morgan Gibbs-White, Connor Cody, Patrick Cutrone, Fabio Silva, Ryan Giles, John Ruddy, Roman Sarr, Marcel, and whoever.
Have they all gone to Forest? They just Forest sent a coach round and just get in. They're Willy Bolly, yeah.
Cody went to Everton, didn't he?
Cody went to Everton. Mm. Bolly went to Forest. Morgan Gibbs-White went to Forest as well. Liam Dendonca went to Villa. And Ryan Giles, Middlesbrough, John Ruddy released. So John Ruddy is currently wandering around a Tesco somewhere, wondering why his life has suddenly become so directionless and what life outside of football is like. thinking about doing his managerial, his Tesco managerial badges.
Yeah.
A bit bleak.
Well, I would imagine it is for the lad. Yeah. You know,
he's had a successful career, hasn't he?
Well, I don't know. Do you know what? Let's debate the whys and wherefores of John Ruddy's career. Another time.
John Ruddy and other journeymen. Maybe that should be next week.
Journeymen.
Oh God,
nice.
Journeymen. Yes. Nice. Yes. Joe Bugner. Anyway, look, that's the transfers. I hope you've enjoyed that, listening people. It's a goodbye from me, and it's goodbye from these two.
Goodbye.
See you next time. Bye.